This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Yo, what's up? Happy Monday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. Rust is over there on the other side.
I be here.
You be here. It's a scorcher.
It happens.
It's a scorcher.
What are we supposed to get up to?
I've heard anything from like 95 to 91.
I'm looking at 94 here on my phone.
Well, look at that.
Mine says 91.
See?
There you go.
I've heard it all. I've heard it both ways.
But I tell you what, over the next 10 days, there's one day that has some mild clouds. Otherwise, the lowest we're looking at is 77. We are in weather world.
That's money, man. As Jeff Russ likes to say, Friday is 4th of July, and that is where we can stay. Summer weather is here.
There we go.
After 4th of July, right?
Yes. Once Saturday hits, the 5th. Yeah.
Once Saturday hits, it's a Jeff Russ guarantee, which is as good as money.
Yeah.
It's as good as money.
Yeah, you want to hang on to that one.
It's like a Lambo IOU. Ooh, that's a Lambo. You're going to want to hang on to that one. That's what a Jeff Russ guarantee is like. It's
just like a Lambo IOU.
You're damn right. From Lloyd Christmas.
Yes.
We're here. Opening up the briefcase. Yeah, you're going to want to keep those. A lot of IOUs in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, what?
They'll get around to it. I think that should have been the premise of Dumb and Dumber 2. Is them paying everything back.
Oh, that would have been good.
Who came up with the idea of the IOU? What genius was like?
It was a Farrelly Brothers movie, so.
In general. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I did this, and it happened, but here's an IOU.
Can we unpack Jeff Russ going, the writers of the movie? Yeah. Oh, wow. Dynamite. Yeah. Dynamite insight, Donnie. Broadcasting school's really paying off. Who came up with that line?
Yeah.
Well, the writer's probably dead.
All right. Let's see what we're going to do today.
Yeah, we're there, baby.
I'm in.
A little hot. It's hot. This has been perfect because we have an AC issue at our house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, and this has been for a few weeks now, and we had to order a part, and it's easy. It's easy.
It's not during COVID, to where you have a shortage of everything now.
Yeah, my father-in-law, he does these things. Like, he is a well-versed man, and so he's like, oh, yeah, we just need to get that part, and I can fix that for you. It's still not here. So I've been playing the new fun game of, can I keep the house cool?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We too have an AC issue in that we don't have it.
I am proud to report the Hera household with no AC topped out at 73 degrees yesterday.
Oh, that's doable. Ooh. That's when something's not working, that's
on
doable.
On a 90 degree day. Yeah, it did entail me having nobody in the house all day long. But
doors staying closed at all times.
Yeah, dude, shut that door.
Yeah.
Shut that door.
You turn into dad very, very, very quickly.
Stop that.
But take your time while looking in the fridge.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, let that cool air go ahead and work its way in there.
Yeah, so I am also, this coincides with me being on solo dad duty.
Mm.
And so my wife is in Vegas with her friends.
Oh.
Yeah, nice little time. They have air conditioning there, and I'll let her know. Eventually, you know, it's like, hey, have fun. Mm. And then I'll be like, how's that AC? You know, when she comes back.
I'll tell you what.
How's that air conditioning?
That's quite the transition from the Vegas AC. Mm. Vegas AC is undefeated.
It is undefeated. They do a very good job of that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I
wonder what
their
AC
bills are incredible.
Bills at casinos actually are. Yeah, like, it's got to be in the millions, right, by the end of the year?
Probably.
Sheesh.
But so I took the kids to the Hops game yesterday.
Oh, you went out there?
Yeah. Well, it's literally... Yeah, across the street.
4 minutes, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It was...
Oh, Hops. I'm thinking Pickles.
No. It was a... it's a half mile from my house.
Oh, yeah.
So
convenient.
We contemplated riding the bikes there, even.
Ooh.
That's how close it is.
Get a little
we're
workout
in. The bikes. That got vetoed.
It's hot, Dad.
Like, kids are soft.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hops game, great time. Swag doing the PA, he does a really good job.
Yeah,
and it was a Sonadores game, and so Swag was in his bag.
A lot of
roll doors.
Yeah, Sonadores de Hillsborough. And I was like,
love it.
All right, so we just changed the pronunciation of the city of Hillsborough now, but it's okay. That was my first time in a while of getting up close to that new stadium they're building there, though. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah.
That place is badass. It's going to be rad when they finish that. Like, it's going to be a really cool stadium.
And they're going to set, it's not just for baseball, right?
Yeah, they're going to be able to do concerts.
Multi-purpose
there.
And stuff like that. That's cool. I mean, that way you don't, for like having it, we don't, despite having like all these places around the city, we don't have a local smaller outdoor venue.
Yeah, I mean, you can go up to
Vancouver
or Ridgefield.
But those are drives for
Edgefield.
You know,
I mean, it's a smaller one, but
Edgefield. You went to the Bare Naked Ladies.
I did Thursday night.
Very uncomfortable social media post
from Jeff or from the
at
Bare
least
Naked
you.
Ladies?
No, at least from Jeff. At least he acknowledged it. But by golly, bud.
Yeah, I took a little selfie with me and my daughter, and I said, "Catching Bare Naked Ladies with my first baby." Then I was like, "Ooh, that sounds weird."
No, it did. But you instead of like rewording it, you're like, "No, I'm just gonna say that sounds weird, and I'm gonna roll with it."
There we go. That's
the
bit.
Neighborhood creep, Jeff Russ.
That's the bit.
I mean, lean into it.
It was fun though. We had a blast.
How were the Bare Naked Ladies?
Good. I'd seen them once, like probably 25 years ago or so.
That sounds right.
Is it still all of the OG band members?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, okay.
What do they open?
As far as I know.
Would you know if there was anything
I did Google
different?
And hit the Wikipedia to see, like, if it was, yeah. It so from what I could tell, the first paragraph or two of their Wikipedia entry, it is all the original band members.
Wikipedia says so. It's got to be true.
Yeah. They formed in 1988.
Well, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. They really have been around.
That's crazy. Yeah. I did not think they were that old.
What, 1 week came out in, what, 96 or 97?
Sounds probably about right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have thought they were like a 92, 93 type band, but I guess it just took them a little while to really find that banger.
Well, yeah, it's not. They were pre-social media.
That's true.
People don't become famous overnight back then.
But yeah, my daughter got into them. She started listening to them on her own, leading up to it, and she's like, "Oh God, I can't believe they're playing this song. I'm so excited."
Yeah, now the musical success of a lot of careers is dependent on the almighty algorithm.
Oh boy, you just put me on a spot here. Mm.
Uh-oh.
I can only name by name one Bare Naked Lady song, and that's 1 week.
Yeah,
one
but.
Week.
I know that. Oh,
if, you got the Big Bang Theory theme song.
Do they play that at their concerts?
They did play it.
Okay.
That's not surprising because that's such
extended
a popular
version.
Show.
Yeah.
And then there's
one basically, he intro'd that too by saying, you know,
$1 million. If I had $1 million.
There you go.
Okay, so two.
There you go.
I know two of their. If I heard it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
There's The Old Apartment.
What's a better.
Means nothing to me.
Theme song done by a band that actually means more. Bare Naked Ladies with Big Bang Theory or Pearl Jam doing the opening to Bill Simmons. But first, here's Pearl Jam. Because you got Bare Naked Ladies
not
further.
Even the same playing field.
Well, yeah. I'm saying Bare Naked Ladies
two different levels.
Here's the thing: you're
kind of on two different levels of consumption, though, in terms of the product.
They're sitting
but
there.
That's
and...
what I'm saying is you've got Pearl Jam, significantly bigger band, more notoriety, significantly more famous on the smaller platformed Bill Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a significantly less successful band on one of the most watched sitcoms of all time. It's like it's a weird juxtaposition.
But what Bill Simmons is doing is he's just saying like, here, I'm giving you Pearl Jam.
Okay.
The Bare Naked Ladies on the Big Bang Theory. It took like a couple of years and people be like, wait, that is the Bare Naked Ladies. You know?
Yeah.
Like this one, Friends. What was the name? Deep Blue something? Was that?
No, they're the. No, they're not the Rembrandts, the Replacements, the something or other.
Okay. Why?
Nailed it.
Why Everyone Left?
Ooh, somebody else just brought up another one. Primus doing the South Park.
Yeah, hey, that's a good one, too. Good one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Portugal the Man gave us rights to a song for Outsiders.
The Rembrandts.
Out of nowhere. That was kind of funny.
Okay.
That's the Rembrandts. Yeah. I'll be there for you.
The Rembrandts?
The Rembrandts.
Okay. See? Mm.
Yeah, got nothing.
The Rembrandts. I'll be there for you. Right there.
Wait.
Right.
Oh, it's Sinatra on Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker on the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
See, we're coming full circle. We're bringing it back.
Oblada. Yeah, the Beatles on Life Goes On.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we've had, but those weren't original for the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Was Friends an original for the show?
I hadn't heard it before that, I'll tell you that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't.
There we go.
Doesn't exist.
That's true. I like my old, I like the originals, though. Like Three's Company. Three's Company.
Yeah.
Like, give me an original theme.
I mean, jingles and intros, man, like they used to be an art and a craft, and like it was synonymous.
Yeah.
And now you don't really get that too often.
Yeah, the Cheers theme too. Mm-hmm. That was a real song before the show and then became popularized by the show. Would you be happy?
Greatest American Hero.
If that was your biggest
song like
ever.
If that's what you're known for, like Sinatra's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. If you're the Rembrandts and you're playing some whatever show, play the Friends song!
Play the Friends song!
You're just sitting there like, ugh, you just put your head down and start playing it like, all right, screw it.
Play Freebird.
That's,
yeah.
Well, it's a Homer Simpson where he goes to the REO Speedwagon show and he's just standing in the front row screaming the entire concert. Oh, yeah, those are, I wonder if you're happy or, I mean,
you're happy
still
when
getting the royalties.
I was saying, you're happy when the royalty check comes in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, like Sopranos theme, that's another one. Get yourself a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to think.
That was a song first, and then they used it.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Just like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just
I don't know how the writers nailed the names of the characters, but
nailed it.
Maybe it just got lucky.
All right. Well, that's talking theme songs.
There you go.
What would the theme song for this Blazers offseason be?
Down is up. Up is down.
Yeah, that one. I'll have to ponder on that one.
Think about that.
My immediate thought was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads.
Mm. The title makes sense, but I don't know if any hippopotamuses are coming to Portland.
Mm.
The Blazers did it again. This is very confusing what is happening. The way that this entire offseason has unfolded so far, it's bonkers. Mm. It is absolutely insane. In the latest turn for the hometown team is DeAndre Ayton paid to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, I think this is, for me, this might be the Blazers theme song of the offseason.
Who's this?
Norah Jones.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. Maybe saying that come when games start. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know. This has been a confusing offseason in a lot of ways for the Portland Trail Blazers. And look, there's a lot that's going on right now. And it's so hard to wrap your head around. Think of the way that this offseason has played out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we roll into the offseason, and one of the first announcements is both Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups receive multi-year contract mm-hmm. extensions. Okay. That one was, oh, okay, you know, going with it. It assumed one or the other would be there. Mm-hmm. Both of them getting the multi-year extension was a bit surprising, but not too surprising.
I mean,
in
December, there were thoughts that Chauncey could really be on the hot seat, and then the final 4.5 months of the season, they close it out, and that was enough for them to go, okay, we saw the progress we wanted to see, and continue going forward with it.
And then the team goes for sale,
mm-hmm.
and that one was we knew it was going to happen,
just
but
a matter of when.
The timing of it was, oh, here it is now, okay. Mm-hmm. Then you have Anfernee Simons traded for Drew Holiday, mm-hmm. changing the timeline of they said we want to run timelines where guys are the same age. You bring in a wily vet who's getting paid more than Anfernee Simons, mm-hmm. and you send two draft picks, albeit second rounders, along with Ant to Boston, and you get Drew Holiday in return. Then they draft a fifth center
mm-hmm.
that many, not all, because we had Rafael Barlow on who had him mocked in the first round, that many had as a second round selection, and it's the fifth center on the roster
mm-hmm.
brought in. And you're going, all right, at 16? Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right. Then last night, the news by Shams is reported that the Portland Trailblazers are buying out the contract of DeAndre Ayton. Down to four centers now, but a guy on an expiring deal at $35 million. There are a few teams in the league, Phoenix not being one of them anymore, that are center needy and do not have a center. I think if you go around, you look at LA and you look at now Charlotte, because Charlotte traded Nurk
for a guard.
And they've shaded or traded Mark Williams.
And they traded previously Nick Richards.
So they don't have any bigs. Yeah. Portland going all bigs, Charlotte going no bigs. Okay. But there are teams that are center needy. And you have an expiring deal that is usually attractive for DeAndre. Now it's $35 million this year for a guy that can check in, check out. But he was a 14-10 guy here last year for Portland. And he is going to be bought out, and the Blazers are going to be paying him not to play here, and the Blazers will get nothing in return. There's a it's confusing.
So, do the whole league sources have told me that the Blazers did not, in taking a spin around the league and trying to find a landing spot for DeAndre Ayton, they were not willing to take back money beyond this year. So that narrows the scope of transactions to other expiring deals. And if you're doing that, there's only so many teams that can have the necessary expiring or expirings that are under the second apron so they can aggregate salaries to make it make sense. So it was a very, very, very tight needle to thread. Now, whether you agree with that or not, in their process, they, over the last few months, the Blazers, in discussions I've had with team representatives, have very much prioritize the books going forward. And for, and I know somebody's going, well, what about Drew? Immediately right now, there has been a caveat with Drew Holiday. And if you move out DA, you can now have another bigger deal on the books. And the other part of this is the Blazers don't have big deals on the books remaining other than JG. So you have to have the necessary level of salary to kind of not only meet the salary floor, but to facilitate all levels of transactions. And everybody gets all, it's like that you have to. Because if you don't have that, you can't make deals unless you're the Brooklyn Nets, who tried to have all that cap space going into this year. And what did they do with it? Did they land anybody? Was anybody, did anybody big end up in Brooklyn? No. But now you have to scramble and take five draft picks and try to figure things out. And again, I'm not saying this is the best course of action, but that's the necessary part of the salary management, the contract management when you're in the NBA. Where this gets interesting is how much DeAndre Ayton gave up. I've heard unofficial numbers, and if the unofficial number that I have heard is correct, it would give the Trailblazers access to the full mid-level exception, which would get them above the, what is it, 15.2 or 14.2? I can never remember the machinations of it. Just the CBA just constantly changing is always one of those things. But if they want that, they now have that. They also, with not giving out the qualifying offer to Jabari Walker and very, 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 very unlikely retaining Delano Banton, puts him at 13 players with the ability to now, now in the offseason, you can do this anyways because rosters are bigger. I think you can have up to 21 going into camp. So you, the roster count doesn't really matter too much right now. But this does allow them to facilitate going into next season an unbalanced trade where they could send out one for two or one for three or something along those lines. If they don't use the money that was created here to either go get somebody else in free agency to help supplement the roster, or they don't make a trade over the next week, 10 days, and this is just that, I like this significantly less. And I understand why that they're looking at their books kind of going forward, because Tumani Kamara and Shaedon Sharpe are both extension eligible this year. Now, Tu's deal is a player option for 26-27. The machination basically would turn into the Blazers would decline that option. They'd give him a new deal. It would start next year. Basically, 4 years, $89-plus million. But we also just saw Jabari Smith Jr. re-sign from the same class as Shaedon Sharpe for roughly $24.5, $25 million a year. Are you comfortable right now saying that you want to give Shaedon Sharpe that deal?
No.
So you want to have some flexibility in your books going forward, because that's just two in Shaedon. Next year, Scoot becomes eligible for his extension, being drafted a year after Shaedon. All right. So now you're kind of looking at that. And as you start looking at their books going forward, it does look very good. But I'm starting to wonder if there's something else here, because if there's not something else here, it just gave them some flexibility now. And I know some people are like, well, what about ownership? And I'm like, they just traded for a $34 million a year guy in Jrue Holiday. I don't think this is an ownership thing, because they weren't going to go in the tax anyways, unless a deal that was just so incredible came across their desk, because they're not at the competitive level where you want to trigger that yet.
Well, there's also a few things here in that the Portland Trail Blazers in the past have stretched contracts out, and which means that you agree to a buyout like this, you stretch it out over multiple years.
Yes, and that is a deal this big is that's a lot of dead money.
Then they've done that before.
Andrew Nicholson, Anderson Varejão.
But is that going to happen where that money then counts against you, albeit in smaller chunks over the course of multiple years, or do they take it in one big chunk to, and if they take it in a big chunk, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's, if it's $30 million or if it is, $15 million, mm-hmm. whatever it is, that money goes against you this year.
Yeah. And you have the capacity to float it this year. So why inhibit your books going forward if your priority is the books because of X, Y, or Z? The issue for me comes out
if... Books are also important for a sale of a team.
Sure, but I don't look at that as that being a part of this, because they did just bring in another player, and they do have players that are going to get very sizable raises if they do keep them. So that part of it. Now, even with the whole sale of the team in the back of my head, that stuff doesn't... The books don't impact from the governors that I've talked to about this stuff in general. Books and players on the roster can be additive bonuses or added negatives, but we're talking microscopic levels.
It doesn't
levels.
Stop no. people from wanting to be ownership
no,
in the NBA.
It does not. Not in, yep. in any way, shape, matter, or form. Can it be like, hey, we've got Luka Doncic on our books now in his prime. Is that a nice little, like, bullet point that you put on the PowerPoint? Sure. But you're looking at the total value of the Los Angeles Lakers in general, and not what your books are or aren't. So that part of it I'm not too concerned about. But if they don't do something else with this space that was created, there's not another transaction or not something that sets up something else, then I scratch my head a little bit. And I understand the ability and the willingness to you have the opportunity to eat that money right now. So it's just better to just do it right now and not worry about it. And people wondering about going to the trade deadline. If you take DA to the trade deadline and then you try to do this, and let's say you find another expiring, well, your salaries are prorated. So at through 2/3 of the season, you've already paid him 2/3 of his salary, depending on how I'm assuming his salary breakout is a normal monthly or bi-monthly or twice a month payment. Guys have front-loaded, back-loaded payment schedules that are a little bit weird. Without knowing the microscopic of DA, I'm going to assume he's a standard contract where he gets paid twice a month, like most people in the NBA. Then 2/3 of roughly of his salary is already gone out, and the most you could buy out is the remaining. The other part of that is, because DA would have already earned over $14.1 million, he would not be free to sign with any second apron team.
Okay.
That's a part of the new CBA. So you allow DA to go to another team, and in a prove-it year, you don't. It's not about not irritating DA. Bill Duffy is a very, very, very prolific and powerful agent, and you don't necessarily want to irk him for that just because you wanted to lord that over them.
Okay. There's a few things that we need to get to here. They have said, and Chauncey's been vocal about this, they're trying to be competitive this year. They do have five centers on the team, but the most productive center
is now gone.
Is a guy that you're paying to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So why not try to keep him for this year? And even if he walks away next year and you don't get anything for him without trading him, you have a more productive player than what you have had on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a legitimate question. And I want to get to that, because if there is not another deal that they're working on and is in place and this is it, boy, this does not sit well. We'll get to that reaction and yours on the Fan Text Line, 503-864-6326. Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Portland Trailblazers buy out the contract of DeAndre Ayton. Shams Charania, the first to report it last night for ESPN. He is $35,550,814. That's a specific number. Mm-hmm. Will be bought out in some way, shape, or form by the Blazers. Now, you know, this comes down to the player agreeing to say, hey, you take $5 million off, $10 million off, $15 million off, and you pay me the rest, and we're goodsies. We're out of here.
And that will impact the Blazers' cap for the amount of money that he gets paid, and then increase their cap ability versus the amount of money he leaves on the table.
Yes. So if he says, and we'll do this for the sake of round numbers, mm-hmm. if he says, I will waive $20 million and you pay me $15 million, then the Blazers get $20 million in cap space.
Yes.
Because he is foregoing that money. He's saying no counties on that. If it's $5 million and you pay me $30 million, then $5 million opens up for the Blazers. So on and so forth as it goes down. Here is the question, though. If they don't have another move in mind right now, and this move is not to facilitate a greater move by the Blazers, what are they doing?
Number one, clearing space in the front court, not taking on bad money.
But doing it with the guy who's been the most productive there.
Sure. He also had his worst season last year as a pro.
And still was the, yeah. And of all the guys that you have, mm-hmm. still the most productive.
And this is the thing everybody's been clamoring for. You want to unclutter. You don't get it both ways.
Well, but here's the thing is, there's also been expiring deals in the NBA are attractive. Mm-hmm. Can you make a trade and can you facilitate a trade? And this is where it comes down to, all right.
Your appetite of what you want back.
Well, and part of the job of the general manager is to make these deals happen. Mm-hmm. Not, hey, nobody wanted to play ball with us. Well, find somebody and create a deal that somebody will play ball. That's what great general managers do. It is what they do.
They didn't want to go down the path of taking back more money. We just saw this with a great general manager 25 minutes ago in Danny Ainge and now Austin Ainge. They bought out Jordan Clarkson after rumors of him being traded forever. Is Danny Ainge a god-awful GM? No, he decided it was better for us to do a buyout and have that flexibility than it was for us to take on more bad money. And that I've been saying this now for a couple months, not just with these transactions. CBAs define eras, and anything that is a remotely onerous deal, when you're talking, I'm not talking about signing guys to it. I'm talking about the deals that were signed pre-new CBA, the Michael Porter Juniors, you could say DeAndre Ayton, Zach LaVine, Sabonis, like guys that are good, but they're probably paid too much under the restrictions of the new CBA. No, everybody's looking at that money now and just going, you can have maybe one guy on your roster that you overpay a little bit. And that's like, and it all depends on like the scaling of overpay, right? Because look at the teams, those teams in general. The Nuggets are stuck because nobody's taking on MPJ's number and them getting everything. Like Michael Porter Jr. is a good player, but with his shoulder and his back now, you're like, that's two nasty red marks on the medicals. Not sure I went in to get into that. And then you factor in his money and you go, okay, what will we get back from that? Well, is it better than Michael Porter Jr.?
And this is where you go down the road of it, unless there's a deal that they have near the finish line on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's the most productive guy at that spot.
Yep.
His money will be coming off the books anyways next year. And right now you're saying we're going to clean our hands of him, let him walk now for nothing, as opposed to playing him and saying, you know what? We know we're paying him too much, but at the same time, he's the best that we got right now. And this is where framing means everything, right? In media, you, me, everybody in the media, we can all be guilty of this because one of the things that has always been said is expiring deals are attractive, right? Mm-hmm. Especially as the deadline looms, you got contending teams that have an injury or they have a lack of bigs and you can sit there and you can trade a guy at the deadline and say, boom, he's gone, right? Or you play him and you let him walk, like, okay, you don't get anything from him, but they're not getting anything from him right now. No. And so if they don't have that deal in place, you are losing the most productive player at that position. But here is where the framing also is on the team on this aspect. You can't tell us that you have a roster that is a playoff roster and then get rid of your best center for nothing, right? Without another deal coming in to facilitate that movement. And that is where the Blazers, they said it at the exit interviews, right? What was Chauncey's quote on it? Like, this isn't a play-in, this is a playoff team.
I can't remember exactly.
Playoff roster.
Right.
Well, with your situation at the bigs right now, I don't think it is.
Well, here there's multiple things. Number one, actions over words. What people say publicly versus what they say privately and or do are often very different.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in the Blazers, just in sports in general. We love this guy. No, we really love this guy. And then they're traded 6 months later. It's like, no, you didn't. But that's what you do. You do the PR game. There's another part of this where everybody has been screaming and yelling, get rid of Ant, get rid of Jeremy, get rid of DA.
Yep.
You moved two of them in the last week, of which one of them, Ant, was an expiring deal that you got a good player back in return for.
Yes, I don't disagree with the Drew trade at all.
But I'm just saying, so for all of this hand-wringing of like, I can't believe they did this, literally less than a week ago, they did the exact same move where they got back what they wanted. It's a matter of getting back what you want. Now, you can disagree with it, but their priority with DeAndre Ayton was to not take on more money. And somebody texted in, well, they traded for Drew Holiday. Yes, they did. They traded for Drew Holiday because Drew Holiday was a guy that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They got the thing that they wanted back. Now, again, you can disagree with that as the course of action. That's totally fine. But this front office, whether it's drafting Young Hansen or swapping Ant for Drew, any of the moves that they made recently or not made, they are clearly operating on their own books and on their own accord and own volition of like, no, this is how we want to build this team out.
Yep.
And everybody's clamored for, you know, cleaning out the veterans. They just moved two of them.
Yep. So well, they moved Ant and got something in return. Mm-hmm. This is a getting rid of a guy and just saying, deuces, man.
And I think because they made the move for Drew, because of his contract, they want to make sure the salary slotting looks right. Because, again, they have been, I would say, privately prioritizing their books for the next 2 years. Because, number one, they have a lot of decisions. And, number two, if they have something else lined up, then we'll see. But if this is just a straight cut and they don't do anything else with it,
boy.
But I will say this, both the DA transaction and the Ant transaction, hell, let's add the third one to it. Yong Hansen, the Blazers are operating in a cone of silence. There has been zero noise about any of these things happening before they happened. I mean, absolutely none.
Yep.
They've been very, very, very quiet about the things that they're trying to do. And so normally I'd be like, well, you know, I've heard this or heard that, or there's been discussions around certain things. There has been, I wouldn't say minimal, but the chatter has been very quiet on a lot of different ones. I've heard some things about Rob Williams, but I think the Blazers do in fact want to keep him. I've heard some things around Jeremy. Don't know how much I believe it, but there are minor rumblings. Other than that, even in free agency, it's very quiet.
Yeah, and I get this text on the fan text line 503-864-6326. Look at how many games Ayton missed. I agree with the move. A lot of it is shutting DeAndre Ayton down, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to do that with injury now.
He had the calf strain, and Lord knows, I am pro shutting guys down indefinitely for calf strains at this point.
Yep, and they did. And they did.
And that wasn't a fake injury.
No.
DA went down and immediately did the calf grab of like, oh no.
But then they went to, you know, we're not going to play him the rest of the year.
Yep.
And that is fine.
And now you're heading into the season, depending on how Rob's health plays out. And that's always a scary proposition. I love him. Love him. But his health.
It's been brutal, man.
It has been. But some minor miracle, he is able to play 55 games. He's probably going to be your starting big because if you're talking talent, output, production, he is by far their best option on the roster right now.
There is one aspect of this in the coinciding moves of Anfernee Simons and DeAndre Ayton leaving Portland that I don't think we are talking about enough, but has been a major talking point if you've been listening to what Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups have been championing. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
It's time for the Easy Play, brought to you by HomeZ, making home improvement easy.
This ball is torched left field. Mitch Garver, welcome back. Second deck bomb. What a take in the 12th inning.
Aaron Goldsmith on the call via Root Sports. Mitch Garver, two-run danga in the top of the 12th inning, gives the Mariners a 6-3 lead. They end up hanging on to a 6-4 win over Texas.
Yeah, you know,
taking 2-3.
A trend here with the Mariners, either getting basically walked off or walking off themselves. Mm. They seem to have a flair for the dramatic lately.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. The Mariners do trail the Astros by now 6.5 games. And oh, by the way, Houston, weakest strength of schedule remaining in all of Major League Baseball.
Just wanted to drop that for you, huh?
Easy Play brought to you by Homesy. Use Homesy's online calculator to estimate your projects instantly. Make it easy. Call Homesy. That's HOMZE.com. Something that is getting lost in the shuffle with everything that's been going on with the Blazers' moves is you move on from Ant, you move on from DeAndre Ayton, and something that this front office and the head coaching staff has preached with every move that they make, whether it be in the draft or otherwise, is culture.
Mm-hmm.
Culture, 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 culture. And the thing with DeAndre Ayton, that the good and the bad, the good was when he was checked in, he was as good as anybody, man. He looked like a number one overall draft pick.
I want to add another thing to that, because DA is going to get drugged because of stuff that he's done. When the Blazers drafted Donovan Clingan last year, my first thought was, oh, crap.
Yep.
And, you know, outside of D.C., it was like, D.A. is not going to take this very well. D.A., this is not me shilling for the team. This is me being around D.A. and D.C. all season. D.A. legitimately took D.C. under his wing and propped him up and gave him love and was like, I want him out there. I want to work with him. I want to see him do well. And behind the scenes, that was also true. Like, he could have acted very differently than he did. But DA does have all the other stuff. There are nights when
stretches. Oh no, he will check out.
He walks in and you go, like, he comes in pregame and I can go, oh, he's not here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the culture fit of what the Blazers are trying to build. Mm-hmm. Drew Holiday fits that more than Anfernee Simons. Anfernee Simons is not a bad culture guy by any means.
God, no.
But he fits the culture on the floor far better than, or Drew Holiday does far better than Anthony Simons.
Not only that, Drew is he's not the centerpiece, but he's your leadership centerpiece. And that is something, since they traded away Damian Lillard, they did not have. That's part of the reason they kept Malcolm around, and why they wanted to keep Rob around, is that those are Rob is a guy who had been through it. Malcolm's a guy who was the president of the MBPA. Like, these are pros. And so you wanted to have those guys in the locker room be a part of the organization as part of that culture fit.
CJ was also president of the MBAPA.
Yes. I will say one gets a little more respect than the other on that front. But with the culture part of it, that is, it's culture, it's mentality, it's tone setting, and it's defense. I mean, this Blazers team, I don't know how they're going to score effectively, and by God, do they need shooting. But I've talked to scouts, execs, coaches over the last week plus, since basically they traded for Giroux, they're like, you guys are going to be hell to play against on a nightly basis. Like, when we see that on the road trip, I was talking to one Eastern Conference exec, we were like, yeah, if we end a road trip in Portland, we're just going to mark it as a loss. Like, because it's just, we know, like, what we're coming into is just going to be at the end of a 6-game Western, you know, a West Coast road swing from Philly. They're like, that's going to suck. And now, you know, is that one of those games where we're worried about how many points they're going to score? No. But we know that we're going to get pulled into the mud at the end of a 6-13-day trip, and we're going to want to die. Mm-hmm. And, like, he goes, that's not a, like, that's a pretty good starting point of, like, what you're trying or what they're trying to build. And they had the exact same questions, though. Like, I don't know how the hell they're going to score.
Nope.
If they're playing in the half court all the time, you're going to see a lot of packed paint, and you're going to have to really have some guys figure some stuff out on the shooting front. But defensively, mentality, culture-wise, like, you know, it's not grit and grind Grizzlies, but it's not full-on Houston Rockets. It's probably smack dab in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to be.
This is going to be fascinating to see what it looks like from the Portland Trail Blazers. I have my questions about what a move looks like for this offseason and heading into next year. You can clear up all the money you want. A player who was more than serviceable when he was there for you.
Mm-hmm, certainly.
Is now no longer on the roster. Your scoring punch is now in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But Shams Charania of ESPN and several other NBA insiders are saying, expect fireworks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like across the league? Taking Portland out of it, because we talked about this briefly. The Hornets just sent Yusuf Nurkic to Utah. Utah is now waiving and buying out Jordan Clarkson.
And it sounds like he's going to end up signing with the Knicks.
There is a lot of movement that's already happening, and it's not even, 3 o'clock Pacific time when everything ramps up. This is about to get gnarly, according to all of the insiders. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.